The Blue Mountains Council has given its approval for Mayor Andrea Matrasovs to attend a climate action summit in Dubai. Council voted in favor of the mayor's participation in the event at a special meeting on November 9. The matter was controversial, prompting a meeting of more than 2 hours and was approved in a 4-2 vote with councillors June Porter and Sean McKinley opposed. Matrasovs declared a conflict. The mayor received an invitation on November 3 to attend the COP28 Local Climate Action Summit in Expo City, Dubai during the first 2 weeks of December. All expenses, estimated to be $31,000 for two attendees, for the trip and event are to be paid by the C40 Cities Climate Change Leadership Group. The event is being held in tandem with the World Climate Action Summit. Council approved the mayor's attendance with some conditions. All expenses for the trip, flight, hotel and meals, must be paid up front by C40. The mayor must submit a goals and objectives report at council's next meeting and a return on investment report is to be filed at the conclusion of the event. In a second vote, council declined to approve a member of town staff attending the event. The invitation was extended to the mayor plus one. Town policy requires council's permission for a member to attend an out-of-province conference. In addition, the town had to verify that the invitation was not considered a gift under the town's code of conduct. The invitation and the subsequent special meeting to discuss Sao Sean Everett's report on the matter caught members of council off guard and several councillors expressed dismay at having to make such a quick decision. Multiple members of council referred to receiving many calls and emails from local residents after the agenda for the special meeting was posted on the town's website. "I'm left feeling ambushed. It's quite dismaying when we learn at the same time as the public and we don't have any answers," said Count Sean McKinley. Everett explained that he quickly turned around the report on the matter in order to expedite the process with such a tight time frame. He said with council's next meeting not scheduled until November 20, it would not have left much time to confirm attendance and book travel if the decision was left until a later date. "This was in response to an invitation the mayor received," said the Sao. "This is something that came up quick." Count Gail Ardiel said she couldn't support the town spending any money on such a trip, even if there was a promise of reimbursement. "There could be a hiccup and then they're only going to pay 50%, said RDL. Deputy Mayor Peter Bourdignon said after he got over his initial shock and dismay about the invitation, he did some research and contacted C40 and was told all the expenses could be paid up front if that was the town's desire. "Nothing has to come out of the town's coffers," said Bourdignon, who said the mayor had been invited to the event as a delegate. "This is not something the mayor went looking for." Bourdignon acknowledged hearing from upset members of the community about the Dubai trip, however, he noted that it was a special situation for the community. "We should be honored a small town mayor is invited to this," he said. McKinley said he couldn't support traveling overseas for a climate change summit. "How can there not be a virtual delegation?" he asked, and questioned how many trees the town would have to plant to offset the carbon expended for the mayor's travel to the event. The meeting generated significant public interest with Clerk Karina Giles reading three public comments about the matter. Two were opposed to the trip, while one was supportive. Four local residents also spoke at the meeting with three opposed and one in favor of the trip.